Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Pickleball is here. We're going to get all the details on a big championship series, big tournament that's going to be coming up in May. Joining us in studio with all of the details is Ron Osborne. Ron, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Jamie. It's a pleasure being here.
Okay, let's talk about the Pickleball Ontario Championship Series Southwestern Region, which is coming up May 5th through to the 7th. But first off, let's talk about pickleball itself. We've had, you know, people getting into pickleball, people loving this sport. For those not familiar with it, what is pickleball all about, or how is it different from things like tennis or badminton, that sort of thing?
Well, it's basically, we'll say, combined tennis, badminton, ping pong. Pickleball, basically, it uses a badminton court size.
Okay.
And you have... I should have brought one in here.
I have a little game this morning.
To show you. Just, but it's really, we'll say, using a wiffle ball and an oversized ping pong paddle type of thing.
Okay.
So it is one of the fastest growing sports globally. Now, I'd heard something recently in the States. There's around 35 million people playing pickleball. They have registered somewhere in the 4.8, 4.9 million, but you think of the population of Canada playing pickleball stateside.
Yeah.
Very, very popular.
Yeah.
And up here, it just seems like people are coming out of the woodwork wanting to play.
Absolutely. It is huge in this area, pickleball.
Yes. And now with our club and that, just with this tournament, Pickleball Ontario has, we'll say, basically requested our club, Stratford Pickleball Association, to host this tournament for the Southwest region.
Nice.
And we're going to be looking at somewhere around 250-plus participants.
Okay.
And with this here, we're going to be looking at ranges, skill levels from 3.0, 3.5, 4.0. It's basically a skill level. We'll say pickleball. It's very similar to tennis the way it's structured. But with this here, we're going to have, we'll say, all sorts of levels of play of age groups. You know, there's going to be an open. There's going to be a 30-plus, a 50, 55-plus, a 65-plus. But pickleball in general, I'm going to say right across, we'll say, Canada, the U.S., majority are seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And the demographics that we're looking at here are probably going to be in the 50-55 plus range.
Sure, but it is open, as you say, too.
Oh, it's open. Yeah. Open to anybody. Now, part of this tournament, just kind of explaining a bit about the tournament.
Sure, yeah.
But the whole scenario is we want to have this with our club. We want to have this more for a community event. Playing pickleball, yes, it's nice getting out there, but get the community involved.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we've been trying with our club. Now, we have been trying through the winter getting others involved. Now, we've rented the Stratford Intermediate. It's the old Central High School.
Right, yes, Stratford Intermediate School, sure, yeah.
And Monday nights, yeah, we get people coming out. New people coming out, we're just so interested in, you know, showing people how to play the game.
Nice.
You know, we'll give some introduction here at Monday nights, but we have club members that will do coaching and taking you to the next level. Well, there's a lot of people around here may know Dave Askenese or Dave Price and Janet Chivas. These guys here will take it to the next level, the coaching to the next level.
But love it.
We want to give this event more the exposure.
Yeah.
Now, taking it a little further, we're going to have some clinics. Now, the tournament runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And that's May 5th through the 7th.
May 5th yep. through the 7th. Now, the Saturday and Sunday will be more for men's and women's doubles on Saturday, mixed on Sunday. But on Friday, what we're trying here is we're going to have an officials clinic in the morning and some skills drills in the afternoon. But in between, we've asked some other people locally here. Now, we have a Mayor Ritzma may have, made a commitment to someone to come out there.
And, okay.
And we'll have some others from St. Mary's.
Good.
Council. And we're also encouraging anybody that's interested as a participant or – You know, and I don't know, Jamie, maybe we should start talking.
Here we go.
Yourself.
I'm feeling my arm being twisted here. It is going to be, this is going to be a big event coming up.
We are wanting it to be more of, as I say, a community event.
Yeah.
Where
mm-hmm.
people are, we've been going out to the community, to the local businesses, and trying to get, volunteers, obviously, but trying to get certain businesses involved with, having some vendor tables.
Sure.
Or having, to display your products or even sponsorships.
Okay.
Now, just to mention one in particular, our club, and that has been the last year or so, been very close with the Lions Club here in Stratford.
Nice.
Very supportive and trying to get our youth program going. The Lions Club has been very helpful there, and they're willing to come on now as being a corporate sponsor for this event.
Okay.
And that's really going to help. And we're still pursuing other sponsor opportunities, but if there's other businesses that would love to be a part of this, whether it be as a sponsor, whether it be volunteering and such, or even displaying your product wares type of thing for the tables, that would be really helpful.
Okay, and so it's Pickleball Ontario Championship Series, Southwestern Ontario. Again, we should remind folks it's happening at the Stratford Agriplex for May 5th through to the 7th. Again, skill and age event, fully sanctioned, and registration is open now, is that right?
It is open now.
Yeah.
It'll close, it will be the 24th of April. It'll close.
Okay.
But we do have a lot of local talent that will be there playing. Now, I should also mention that if others are interested, in participating, we do have a website here, mm-hmm. an email site. It's StratfordPickleballAssociation@gmail.com. If you're interested in participating on the Friday or even on our Monday nights, if you're interested,
yeah.
please email us there, either myself or someone else. I'll get back to you, kind of make the arrangements and such. But we're very interested in having a community event here, promoting it for Stratford. Now, as I mentioned before, the demographics here are somewhere in the 50-55 range. A lot of our participants will be coming back to Stratford once they see how beautiful this city is.
There you go.
And see the different restaurants and various businesses here. This is what we're promoting. We're promoting this not just for this year. We have 3 days this year, but we're looking at future. We're looking at other events that we're going to host here. And being pickleball is growing so drastically.
Yeah.
There's so many venues around here, but this Agriplex, Stratford Burnside Agriplex, it's a beautiful site.
Nice location for this.
A location that a lot of other people are looking at going, hey, this is a nice place. So
nice.
We want to try and promote it for future. And, well, let's put it this way. We're open to all opportunities, and we want to grow this for whenever and however long we can.
Of course, we'll pass along all the details with Stratford Pickleball Association. But, again, you can mark down May 5th through to the 7th with Pickleball Ontario Championship Series, Southwestern Ontario, all happening at the Stratford Agriplex. There is lots going on. Again, to register, go to pickleballbrackets.com. That's pickleballbrackets.com. Ron Osborne with the Stratford Pickleball Association. Ron, thanks so much for all the details.
Thank you, Jamie. We'll be in touch.